If someone in your family is a history buff, there's a good chance you have a book by our next guest on your coffee table right now. Kenneth C. Davis is author of Don't Know Much About History, a trivia book that spent 35 weeks on the New York Times bestseller list when it was first released 20 years ago.
Well, there's now a new edition of the book, and this Saturday, Kenneth Davis will be at the Boston Book Festival hosting a New England-themed history quiz at Trinity Church. And at the risk of completely embarrassing ourselves, Anthony and I are about to become contestants in his historical inquisition.
Because apparently we lack pride. That's right. Kenneth C. Davis joins us now from the studios of Vermont Public Radio in Manchester, near his home in Dorset. And Ken, welcome to Radio Boston.
It's a great pleasure to be with you. I hope everyone has their thinking caps on.
Oh, yes. Now, we've devised a buzzer system here. If Megna thinks she has the answer, you're going to hear... Okay, that's Megna's sound. And if I think I've got the answer, you're going to hear this.
It works for me. Megna is clear as a bell.
I'm ready.
Okay, question number one. What event...
Sorry.
What event does the Boston Marathon commemorate? That would be Anthony.
The run from Marathon to Athens after the vanquishing of Troy.
That would be incorrect. It's Patriots Day.
Oh,
this is the Marathon commemorates Patriots Day and the beginning of the American Revolution on April 19th, 1775. Which Boston artisan made an iconic engraving of the Boston Massacre?
Okay,
Anthony.
I'm going to guess the silversmith named Paul Revere.
Paul Revere is correct.
Yay.
There was actually an earlier engraving, and Paul Revere got his out first. He was first to the printer with his. So yeah, that's the one that became a patriot icon. Mm. Okay, 1905, Harvard commencement speech. I'm sure you remember it. It was Teddy Roosevelt. In that speech, Roosevelt talked about reforming what scandal-plagued sport? Go ahead, Megna.
Football.
That's correct. College football. It was about to be banned by Harvard because it was so plagued by scandals and violence. There had been a number of deaths in college football. There were recruitment scandals. There were paid players. So all of this we think of as very contemporary. It was all happening back in 1905. Teddy Roosevelt actually got behind a reform movement and is credited with really helping to save college football from an early death. So that's 1-1.
All right.
Okay. I asked one presidential question. Here's another. How many presidents were born in Massachusetts?
Uh-oh. Here comes Megna.
Megna.
Three.
Three is not correct.
It's like nine, isn't it?
Go ahead, Anthony.
Four.
Yes, four is the correct answer.
Who was I missing? John Adams, John Quincy Adams, John F. Kennedy, and...
George Herbert Walker Bush is born in Massachusetts.
Oh, right you are.
Sorry. He's forever stuck up in Kennebunkport
now,
in my head.
That's three for Anthony.
It's two for me and one for Megna. Yep. I cannot tell a lie.
There are no Washington questions.
Yeah, who said that?
Since we like to bring this around to current events as well, there is a former governor of Massachusetts running for president. I don't know if you've heard about that.
Oh, yeah.
But one former governor of Massachusetts did become president. Who is that?
Oh, no. Sorry.
Use your bell or your buzzer, Megna.
John Quincy Adams?
Not correct.
No. Calvin Coolidge.
If you get a second guess, that is correct. Calvin Coolidge was the governor of Massachusetts. Born in Vermont on the 4th of July, but really his political career was really based in Massachusetts. He had been the mayor of Northampton and eventually became the governor of Massachusetts and then went on, of course, to become president when Harding was assassinated. When Harding died. Harding was not assassinated. Forgive me.
Okay, Ken, give us one for the tiebreaker then.
By the rude bridge that arched the flood is a famous poetic first line. What's the poem and who's the poet? Go ahead, Anthony.
So it's the poem about the colonists fighting the British out in Concord, and it's by Longfellow. No.
Ralph Waldo Emerson's Concord Hymn.
I knew that.
You were halfway there. You got half a point. So you win
his house
by
is
half
right,
a point.
His house is right there, too, for heaven's sake.
So you win by half a point. Well done, Anthony.
I've never been so humiliated in victory. Kenneth C. Davis, the author of Don't Know Much About History, which is out in its 20th anniversary edition. He'll be at the Boston Book Festival on Saturday, hosting a New England-themed history quiz show at Trinity Church in Copley Square at 11 a.m. But be careful. Contestants will be drawn at random from the audience.
And it's tougher than you think.
Time to hit the books, guys.
Yeah.
Listeners, if you come out to the Boston Book Festival, Meghna and I will look forward to meeting you there. I'll be at the WBUR booth in the main festival tent in Copley Square from 1 to 1:30. And then at 2:30, I'll introduce a panel at Old South Church called How to Live. Three scholars talking about the age-old question of how to live a good life.
And at the same time, I'll be introducing a panel discussion at Trinity Church about graphic novels. And the discussion will feature some of the biggest authors in the genre, including Daniel Clowes. Then from 3 to 3:30, I'll be at the WBUR booth in the main tent, so please do drop by. For more information about the Boston Book Festival, go to our website, radioboston.org.
Stay with us. Coming up next, Lexington native and Saturday Night Live alum Rachel Dratch.
After SNL, I was kind of shocked to find that in the eyes of Hollywood, I am 100 pounds or more than I am in real life. I am about 20 years or more older than I am in real life, and I'm definitely a lesbian all the time.
I'm Anthony Brooks. Stay with us.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.